The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. As more and more investigation by the likes of SFIO and by regulators like the Reserve Bank of India, as also by forensic auditors appointed by the new board of directors of ILFS, they continue to investigate the books of accounts of ILFS, the truth, the concealed truth or the actual state of affairs is coming out only in bits and pieces. The real picture is really not clear even now. But what is getting clearer is that what was told and projected was never so. If it was thought at the inception that the loans of ILFS group total 91,000 crores, that was wrong. They have already been found to be to the tune of 1,32,000 crores. And we are still not sure whether that is a final figure. If at the inception we were told that the number of subsidiaries in the ILFS corporate structure are 169, even that was wrong. Uday Kotak very quickly mentioned that they are to the tune of 348. We don't know if more might be found out. It is also very clear from these investigations that these overseas subsidiaries and the web of subsidiaries that was created was to conceal the actual state of affairs, was to siphon off money, was to manipulate the books of accounts, and was to show a rosy picture only to get a AAA rating. And the AAA credit rating certainly helped to hoodwink lenders and get more and more money and loans to the ILFS group. So while the loans keep ballooning, the loan figure keeps on increasing, the asset figure looks to be shrinking by and by. In one instance that was reported, an infrastructure asset of about 31 crores was sold by one group entity to another for 31 crores. But it was finally sold off to a third party for a mere 1 crore. So we don't even know whether the reported assets on the balance sheets of ILFS and its subsidiaries are genuine. All that we know is the liabilities keep increasing and there's a major paucity of funds, liquidity and assets such that the ILFS group continues to default on its repayments. The repayments of various loans which have been coming up in installments have already been defaulted to the tune of 6,000 crores. And with the shareholders of ILFS, which includes SBI and LIC, refusing to participate any further in its capital, you'll recall that the rights issue made by ILFS recently had failed. The rights issue was to the tune of 4,500 crores. None of the institutional shareholders, including SBI, LIC, HDFC, bothered to subscribe to any share of ILFS, and thus the default continues. This entire issue of ILFS is certainly based on manipulated, window-dressed books of accounts and financial statements. These manipulated financial statements were very deliberately and consciously prepared by the board of directors of ILFS, which consisted of eminent men, both executive directors as well as the independent directors. It is these eminent bunch of people who oversaw the preparation of very manipulated books of accounts of ILFS and financial statements, because of which a rosy picture was shown which was never there, and because of which they kept maintaining a AAA credit rating as recent as July 2018, and they kept borrowing money from lenders who had faith in that AAA rating that was given to them. So while the window-dressed, manipulated books of accounts and financial statements were the direct responsibility or were the act of the directors of ILFS, it is the auditors who let it happen further. Whenever financial statements are prepared, they are audited and they are certified as true and fair by the auditors. And the statutory auditors here consisted of very reputed multinational accounting firms, including the likes of KPMG, Ernst & Young, and Deloitte.